Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
That actually ought to say live from the safest studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, shouldn't it?
Actually, should.
Yeah, it should.
Really should.
That'd be pretty fun. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we are filling your prescription for freedom. And that's a beautiful thing. We have new stations, new listeners coming in next week. We have new affiliates, Siloam Springs, Arkansas, Portersville, California, out on the left coast. We love it. And it's just, Sean, it's great. It's great to see the growth.
Yeah, it is, man. It, you know, we've grown so fast, I forgot when we actually, at least when me and you started.
That would be September.
Yeah.
I think.
Wow.
September of last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to toot our own horn here once in a while. But, you know, if you do the mathematics behind it, the pace.
Yes.
That this show is growing is just phenomenal.
It really is. It really is.
I've heard from within the industry that it is defying the laws of broadcasting.
Yes. It really is. It's shocking. Believe me, it's very shocking. But I'm happy.
Well, you know, if you do the math and you break it out, and you take one of the other shows that are on, this is one of two, been on for 15 years, 100 stations,
mm-hmm.
10 months, half that.
Yep.
You can do the math. But, you know, we're going to cover a story. I don't think we can do the math, actually, Sean. There's a...
need some math music.
Well, there's a story. Yeah, right? The sound of an abacus in the background. Remember those?
Yes.
Click, 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 brr, click, 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 click. The story is U.S. credit card agreements unreadable to 4 out of 5 adults. This is going to blow your mind. Contracts written at a reading level most can't understand. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are stupid fools. You can't even read your own credit card statements. Or not your statements, but the contracts. We'll cover that later in the show. All right, let's get some business out of the way. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 brings you into the studio to talk to me and Sean and our guests throughout the program. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Get your email in here, and we are getting a ton of them, as usual. Again, we'll get to them as fast as we can. We've got great content for you on Armed American Radio. And what's the other one? What did I miss? The Twitter?
The Twitter?
Twitter tweet thing?
Yeah. It's
right?
Twitter tweet?
Twitter.com/AARMark. Twitter.com/AARMark. And I did this in the first hour. I'll do it now. I love this headline. Woman 2, Thugs 0. Complete with photographs that I can't show you, but I would love to. Woman 2, Thugs 0. Those are headlines we like to read, Sean. Those are nice headlines. Okay, we're going to go back to, you know, the self-defense laws of all 50 states with plain talk summaries. This is a book that you need to read because we're not talking about gun laws. We're talking about self-defense laws. Under what conditions and circumstances can you utilize the firearm that you carry on your hip or your ankle or underneath your, you know, somewhere on your shoulder, small of your back, wherever you carry it? When can you use it? How can you get to it? We're going to go ahead and bring Mitch Velos. Mitch Velos wrote the book, Self-Defense Laws of All 50 States, with plain talk summaries with his son, Evan Velos. And Mitch, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Or tearing your Taurus out of your Thunderwear.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know, yeah. Or Smart Carry. Let's give them a plug, too. Mitch, this is a very, very important topic, and I appreciate you sticking around here because I pulled my gun in 2002 in defense of my life against two people who were attempting to get into a vehicle off my front left bumper while I was stopped at a traffic signal on the mean streets of Tampa, Florida. We have a lot of listeners in Hillsborough County. I'm talking specifically at the corner of Fletcher and Nebraska in Suitcase City. I watched the events unfold in front of me, and what slowed down and seemed like forever was probably unfolding in 15 to 20 seconds. It became the first chapter of my book. It became my first column with Concealed Carry magazine. And it all happened very quickly. The light turned green and, you know, life went on. It was the most bizarre thing in the world. However, I called Mitch, a deputy, later on during the day to justify to myself that I had made the right decision, even though I knew I did, because like I said earlier, I could feel it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was like a carjacking or?
Yeah, I was I became an apparent attempted victim of a carjacking, and I stopped it. And I had no idea how it was going to unfold at the time, but I pulled my Glock 36 and pointed it at another human being, and the attack against me, or the impending attack against me, stopped immediately, as quick as it had begun. And I knew I was right. I knew I had the right under Florida law to do what I did. And this was before the Stand Your Ground law.
A lot of these laws have kind of followed what juries would do under certain circumstances anyway. And it goes the other way as well. Even though it's not mentioned in the law, sometimes if you go beyond what you should go, you use more force than what's necessary, a jury's going to punish you, even though it's not written that you can or can't do it. You know, I've seen that happen too.
Well, it's a fascinating topic for me because I found myself in that situation, and thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. Thank God.
Now, about 98% of the time, you don't have to pull.
That's right. And the estimated, Department of Justice estimates, 800,000, I think, is the lowest I've seen. We go up to 2.5 million. We've beat those stats down, and then, like you said, between 95 and 98% of the time, the weapon is never fired. I had a fascinating instance. Also, I owned a business, Mitch, for a long time. And I kept getting the jury duty summons. Mm-hmm. And I kept blowing them off. I was too busy. I was running the business myself, and I couldn't go. Well, after I wound up hiring some employees, I eventually said, I've got to do this. This is my duty. I want to do it. It's cool stuff. And I did. I wound up getting called in at 7 o'clock in the morning at the Hillsborough County Courthouse, and I was in the first batch called at random. And I found myself one of the first six people that walked up and sat down and started being questioned by the attorneys and hearing all the rules and regulations. And it wound up being the gentleman was being prosecuted for two cases of, I believe it was manslaughter, and he was claiming self-defense. They asked me, they asked the questions when they're going through the jury pool, if I could be, impartial and this, that, and the other thing. And I told them I had a permit and I was perfect for the job. They kicked me out of there so fast your head would spin. Now, you would think that I would be the guy that they would want on the jury.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you? I'm the guy that said, look, I have a permit. Of course I can be impartial. I want to hear this defense. This kid's going to get a fair shake from me.
Well, it was the prosecutor that kicked you off.
Yes, it was. They had a little meeting up there, and the judge said, thank you very much. That was the end of that. And I was blown away because I just thought I was the type of person that the prosecutor would want. But this is what we face in courtrooms, and this is what's so frightening.
Yeah. You know, Chapter 12 of the book is a brandishing case that had an interesting outcome. But the prosecutor kicked all the NRA people off the jury. And when I submitted my questionnaire to the jurors, and you learn as a criminal defense attorney never to pick a police officer or anybody related to a police officer. I don't think that's a good rule to always go with as a criminal defense attorney, and it turned out that in answering the questionnaire, the police officers were my best jurors, and I left the police officers on the jury. And of course, the prosecutor thought I was nuts because defense attorneys never do that, and they turned out to be the best jurors on this self defense case. And so anyway, it's you have to kind of get around it as a defense attorney. You use what you've got, but you generally don't end up with the NRA members on the jury on a self-defense case because the
prosecutor interesting.
Gets rid of them.
That's interesting stuff. Boy, I tell you, that's fodder for a whole show.
Yeah.
Because it would seem to me, logic, forgive me, liberals that are listening, But I'm talking about logic now, something you don't know anything about. Not emotion here. They understand emotion. We're talking about logic. There's a difference, believe me.
Big time.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Sean. When we're talking about logic, it would seem to me that a prosecutor who is charged with, correct me if I'm wrong, Mitch, seeing to it that the defendant actually gets a fair trial, mm-hmm. would want someone like me who carries a firearm for personal defense on the jury, I would relate a whole lot better than someone who didn't. Real quick, yes or no?
It's arguable. I mean, you know, you have a what we call a...
Okay, Mitch, I hate to do it. That music means we need to go, my friend. I'll give your website out when we come back from the break. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Oh, yes. Welcome back. Love it. All week long, we gear up. Don't we?
Yes, we do.
All week long, we gear up to talk about freedom and firearms and the Second Amendment with you. Right here, right now, every week. We love it. We're filling your prescription for freedom. And Sean, man, that stuff, I mean, Mitch, great guest.
Yes, he was. I'm looking forward to, I have to get that book. Looking forward to reading it.
It is exactly what he says it is. Plain talk summaries. And it's so vital and so important. There are too many scenarios to go into on Armed American Radio. It would take a week's worth of programs. We could sit here and go back and forth. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is that you need to understand the basics of the law as best you can wherever you live, so that when you do get that you'll know feeling, Sean?
Absolutely, because, you know, different states have different statutes and different way they handle things. So this book compiles everything.
You better believe it.
How to be, you know, defend yourself, and that's what people need to know.
Yeah, because believe me, it's not, you know, you're not going to, you might not, maybe you will. I wrote a story about a guy who got a pat on the back from the Miami-Dade police. You never know. That's the key. You never know. Wow. So you need to be prepared. We talk about preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques on this show all the time. And boy, oh boy, and folks, be aware.
I got where you can get the book as well.
Yeah, go ahead and give us that URL. We had to cut Mitch loose real quick because we've got to go quickly to our next guest, Dr. Robert Steele.
Yes.
But before we do that, where can people get this Mitch's book again, Self-Defense Law?
Self-defense or self-defenselaw.com.
Self-defenselaw.com.
Uh-huh. And okay. Another one is firearmslaw.com. And I'll put that up on the Facebook as well as the webcam.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love my next guest. I've been looking forward to having this conversation all week. It's Dr. Robert Steele. Dr. Robert Steele hails from the 15th District in Michigan, Sean, where we had a caller from earlier,
yes.
Actually.
Uh-huh.
And where we are being listened to right now in a very important race for Congress up there this year against Mr. John Dingell, Representative John Dingell, who needs to go. He needs to go. And Dr. Rob Steele is the guy to do it. So let's introduce Dr. Rob Steele right now. Rob Steele, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing fantastic as well. And Sean, who got me set up here, appreciate that. I'm glad to be with you. And the 15th District, home of John Dingell, longest-serving congressman in the history, representative in the history of the United States. And some of your listeners know him from his F rating by Gun Owners of America, and others may not know that he took over this seat from his father. So John Dingell has actually been in this seat since 1932.
Wow. Talking about not
Dr. Steele, I've got to go. You know, I have always said the words career and politician don't belong together. This guy's
not.
The epitome of it. He's the epitome of it.
Well, it's even worse than just knowing he's been in office. You know, back when his dad went into office in 1932, people weren't flying around back then, of course. And so he moved to Washington, D.C. right then in 1932, and he went to Georgetown Prep at age 7. Finished up there, became a page in the U.S. House of Representatives at age 12, and he actually went to the United States Page High School and did serve in the armed forces. But interestingly enough, I have a patient who actually was in his officer candidate school, and he brought in his information. He listed his hometown as Georgetown. It wasn't Michigan. He moved away from Michigan when he was 7 years old, and finished up in the service at age 26, went into Congress when he was 29, and there you have it. He's still there.
It is unbelievable, folks. It's time to clean house. It is just flat out time to clean house, and we're talking to the man that's capable of doing that. You know, you've got a list of accomplishments that's incredibly impressive. Now, I did some time in Ann Arbor, Michigan from the time I was 9 years old until the time I was 15. I know the area well and have some very, very fond memories of Michigan growing up during those formative years. And, you know, my dad worked around the University of Michigan with Eli Lilly Drug Company and all that fun stuff. And you are a cardiologist.
Yeah, practicing cardiologist in private practice here in Ann Arbor.
Right.
Part of a real large practice that you know, it's been around for a while. I'm one of the senior guys there now and helped get the whole thing off the ground. And went to school at the University of Michigan and hail from Western Michigan in the Grand Rapids area. So
now you've also, you're a lifetime member of the NRA.
That's correct.
You've devoted, from what I understand, approximately 30 years to the Heritage Foundation?
Yeah, a little 25-ish, yep.
Okay. Now, your business. You founded this business over 20 years ago. It's
yeah,
a cardiology medical group, right?
Yeah, I'm not the founding member. I want to make that clear. I don't want anybody to mistake that. We had a bunch of folks that got together and got this off the ground, and I was one of the original guys in the big group we have now. And, you know, it's a great group of guys. We provide a lot of great care to our patients and engaged in research as well as private practice, and you know, employ close to 300 people and just having a great time with that. But you know, as I looked at getting older here, and I'm 52 now, not that I'm over too far over the hill, depends who you're talking to, of course. If you're talking to my teenage kids, I'm way gone. But you know, one of the greatest things I get to do, Mark, is to talk to the World War II vets in the office. And I see these guys. I had a day not long ago where I had three patients in a row. One was a B-17 tail gunner, and the next two patients in a row actually landed on Omaha Beach on D-Day.
Oh, wow.
And when I think of what these guys went through at age 18, 19, 20 years old, and to think what they sacrificed to give me the opportunity that I had to achieve in this country, you know, with hard work and discipline, to think that this opportunity was going away without a fight for my kids and grandkids, I just knew I had to take action. If I got to be 80 years old, look backward, and didn't do something right now at this moment in time, I would have 40 years of being pretty dang ticked off at myself. So off we went. Never been involved in partisan politics in any way. Definitely not a career politician. Was involved with some conservative thinking in the Heritage Foundation and helped get one of their local committees off the ground here in Southeast Michigan, the Southeast Michigan Community Committee for Heritage, and another great organization. So, yeah, had to jump in.
I think one of the things that is very important in today's environment, especially today's political environment where we're seeing the socialization of everything, is that there's a big difference between you and Dingell here. Lots of differences. But one of them that stands out to me as an entrepreneur, you understand private business. You run a private business.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been the chair of our finance committee for a long time, run our benefits, and it's interesting. Of course, now we have the whole healthcare discussion happening with this phased-in healthcare approach run by the federal government. And all you have to do is, you know, take a look at any section of the government you want. When have they run something and done a great job at it? It's crazy. I mean, Amtrak was a temporary program 40 years ago. It's lost money every year, and it's still losing strong with no end in sight. But, yeah, we've got a great business, and we know what it's like to have to follow the laws and deal with regulations.
And make a payroll.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
that's critical.
The healthcare thing. You know, our costs are the same or slightly lower, actually, fractionally lower in 2010 than they were in 2005, and that's using a whole bunch of techniques that are available to every business in the state of Michigan. And it's not balanced on the back of our employees. Our employees still pay less than the gold-plated employees pay at the University of Michigan, and we keep our costs down. But virtually everything we do will be against the law or be severely restricted under the new health care bill.
That's frightening. Dr. Steele, that music means we need to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk to you about your thoughts on limited government, term limits, spending, taxes, the budget, everything else, and health care. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Dr. Robert Steele. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
And I bet you Bill Bennett would support my guest right now. In fact, probably does.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, right? And we're going to get really nitty-gritty here into the down and dirty details about Dingell and the differences between these two candidates right here. But listen to this from my own show notes. Dingell has mentioned his concern about losing to Dr. Steele to many of his associates because he knows that Dr. Steele is the strongest political opponent he has ever faced during his, get this, 55 years in Congress.
Mm, that's
55
a shame.
Years. Michigan, 15th district. You're listening. Come on now. 55 years. I wouldn't want to be John Dingell right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. That's beautiful. The Armed American Radio Network. If you would like to talk to my guest, Dr. Rob Steele, 877-956-9566. Now's your chance. And let's get right back to him because we know he's on call. Dr. Steele, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, thanks. And I just got to say, thanks for the lead-in music with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, who, of course, grew up in Detroit and then had a big ranch in Jackson, Michigan area, just a few miles west of Ann Arbor. And I was on Bill Bennett's show last week.
Oh, good for you. I
Very
did not
nice.
Know that. Very good. Yeah, that's good to know. And the The Motor City Madman has been a guest on this show before. We're looking forward to having him back. He's touring right now. He's a little busy. We'll give him some slack. I have a lot to cover with you, things that are very, very important. You know, this whole 55-year thing to me disgusts me beyond words.
Yeah, it's one of the main motivators for me to run. I mean, I'm a busy guy. Obviously, I got four kids. My wife's a doctor. And so for me to kind of, you know, most people would figure at the peak of my career, 23, 4 years into private practice, you know, to potentially have to take a cutback in that to, try to put a stop to the madness and preserve the opportunity handed to me by the greatest generation, pass it on to the next generations. I mean, the spending right now is crazy, and that's one of the main things that just needs to stop, is the spending needs to stop now. I mean, you know, having maxing out the credit cards of the grandkids who aren't even born, that's not a financial plan. I don't teach my kids to max out credit cards, and I don't think your parents taught you either, but you know, here we have the chairs of these committees and these senior congressmen trying to tell the kids, hey, look at us, you know, see what we do. We max out people's credit cards, and they're not even, you know, living in the same state.
No, they can print the money, and it's very disturbing. We could really get into some numbers with this, but you know, that whole 55-year thing brings me to this. Let's talk about term limits right out of the gate here. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, term limits obviously made it through and then got dinged by the Supreme Court. Yeah, but I'm generally for term limits. You just got to make sure you do it right. We've had a situation in our state house in Michigan where we went for term limits. We didn't quite do it right, and we've got some challenges there. But overall, I mean, you're not going to see me there for 55 years. I mean, you know, because I'd be 109 by that time. But but I would have made it until Obamacare came along and all the research stops, because it's going to be heavily taxed. I mean, I would have counted on living to 109 with all the advances that are taking place in medicine, but now we won't have to worry about that. But you won't see me there more than 12 years, absolutely. I mean, that would make me 64 and time to spend, you know, doing other things. And to think that you can be away from living under the laws you pass and have some idea what it's like, in the impact, you would have no idea, let alone never having done it ever, but even having done it for all these years, if you step away for too long, you would completely lose touch with the idea of what you're really doing and how it impacts people. You know, these guys in Congress, I just was looking up Dingell's Q3 and Q4 payroll for his office staff was $2 million. And these guys, I don't know exactly what they make up there these days, but, you know, they pass these laws saying, hey, if you make more than $250, you're rich and all that, and they make less than that, but they're living on they've got staffs worth a couple million, well, $4 million for a year, plus all their other expenses. So they have no idea what it's like to go out there and have discipline and work hard and succeed.
Well, you can't tell me that he's been in Congress for 55 years and had a job.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry.
You know?
I'm willing to be corrected at any moment.
I love it. Folks, you're listening to a patriot. I hope you're paying very close attention to what's naturally flowing from Dr. Steele, because it's all real. It's common sense, and that's what we need in Washington right now, is to bring some common sense back when you're talking about out-of-control spending. 45% of the government's tax revenue is going to pay the interest on the debt. Yet they continue to spend and print money. If you ran your household like this, Dr. Steele, you'd be buried, you'd be broke, you'd be bankrupt.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's so important for people to understand is that policies matter. You know, Southeast Michigan is doing worse than any other corner of the country. You know, our state's been in recession for almost 10 years, stone cold for 6, and it's been at the bottom of the economic barrel for the country for all these years. And Southeast Michigan's the worst section of our struggling state, who hemorrhage jobs. But policies matter. When you look at Southeast Michigan, we not only have Congressman Dingell, the longest-serving representative in the United States House, we also have the second longest-serving representative in the House of Representatives. That's Congressman John Conyers. And both Conyers and Dingell used to represent portions of Detroit. And so when you look at what has happened in Southeast Michigan, their policies, which are the favored policies of Detroit and many other large cities, are now being expanded from Washington, D.C. to the rest of the government. If you want a preview of what's going to happen, just check out Detroit and other big cities.
An argument that's been waged. You can see a lot of video on that on YouTube, actually. There's some folks have done some really good work about the liberal policies and what it's done to Detroit. And that's right. Detroit is the poster child for that. And look at Detroit. I mean, you know, I remember as a kid, Detroit's always been a rough town. I remember Detroit being a rough town, but boy, I'll tell you what, it hasn't fallen apart like it has right now. And that area of the country, what's the unemployment up to in Detroit right now, 15, 16, 17%?
Yeah, it's on the books is about 14.7, but the real unemployment rate's felt to be up in the 25% range.
That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible, and those social policies get you. Conyers and Dingell, that's about as bad, Sean, as Frank and Dodd.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of people talk about, and they're mistaken on this whole idea of seniority and how important it is. And I hear all the time when I'm out talking to people on the campaign trail, oh, well, we have such a senior delegation, and it's so much power for us, you know, because we had Dingell as the head of Energy and Commerce, and we have Conyers as head of Judiciary, and then we have Sandra Levin, who's taken over for Charlie Rangel on Ways and Means while Charlie's on probation, but maybe that probation's going to be extended here, it looks like.
Hopefully.
And then you have Carl Levin, who's the head of Armed Services for the Senate. And the reality is, when you look at the state of Michigan, Michigan has been creamed by the federal government. When you take 30 years and end it in 2005, you know, for the 30 years ending 2005, the state of Michigan only got back 80.5 cents on every dollar sent to Washington. So the people of Michigan, you know, the best solution for Michigan right off the bat is to quit sending the money to Washington.
Sure.
Keep the money in the state.
Keep it at home.
20 cents ahead. Invest it locally. Invest it in business. Invest it in jobs and entrepreneurship. We've got a great university, a lot of great universities here in the state of Michigan who are doing all kinds of good works and turning out very bright people. The problem is they're all leaving because there's no opportunity. And so we need to keep the money here and keep those bright young people at home. This is a crazy one. The state of Michigan is aging faster than Florida.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I've got a question for you about health care.
Yeah, sure.
Health care and guns. We're hearing a lot of rumblings right now that, you know, health care is this Obamacare is going to be. I hate even saying Obamacare. Let's just say health care.
Well, let's just call it Dingell Pelosi Care would be my
Okay, yeah, got it. None of it sounds good, does it? Wow, let's just... Whew. Okay.
It's very scary for the country, for the patient, and for the doctor-patient relationship. And there's a lot of stuff hidden in that bill that started back under the stimulus plan a year ago that most people didn't know about. But it's going to be a full-blown disaster with an incredible shortage of and exploding costs as well. I mean, it's the classic government situation where costs will explode, yet the services will be harder to get.
Well, we had to pass it to see what was in it. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about guns and the health care bill, because this health care bill is so damaging and so dangerous. I don't think most Americans really truly understand that when the government controls health care, which they're trying to do, they control you and everything about you. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Dr. Robert Steele running against John Dingell in Michigan's 15th District. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We've got a really good conversation going here with Dr. Robert Steele in Michigan's 15th Congressional District. And I want to point this out. Sean and I were talking at during the break that, you know, this is not just Michigan's 15th District here we're talking about. These races have national implications, especially in today's environment.
Yes, they do.
Don't they, Sean?
They really do.
And to oust a 55-year member, he needs to retire. Just do him a favor. Get him out. It's that simple. But the health care deal, Dr. Steele, welcome back, first of all.
Thank you.
Cardiologist, you've been in the medical profession for how long?
I graduated from med school in 1981.
Okay. And your wife is also a physician?
Yes, she is.
All right. Health care, guns, we touched on it before we went to a break. I get a lot of letters about how the health care bill can be used to circumvent the Constitution, and they can, you know, really it boils down to, and we see these on questionnaires now, do you have a gun in the house? You're not insurable. And we just saw from Harry Reid yesterday, Drudge Report was reporting that Harry Reid mentioned in no uncertain terms that there will be a public option.
That's what I figured.
Right. And he mentioned that. He was quoted at that just yesterday. You can go out and find it for yourself. Fetch it for yourself, folks. How dangerous is this bill to our Second Amendment right?
Well, you know, the biggest danger, you know, is probably going to be in the data mining of the records. You know, there's this big push for electronic health records, and it actually wasn't in the health care bill, but was in the stimulus plan of February 2009 when the billions of dollars were floated out there in the stimulus plan for the Electronic Health Information Exchange. And the Federal Council for Coordination of Healthcare Benefits, and this health information explains this electronic health record, you know, really the reason they want to do that, it's not because it's easier or cheaper, that's for sure. We've had electronic health records in our practice, and it's just a very difficult hurdle to implement and so forth, and really hurts efficiency at this point anyway. But regardless, the reason that the government wants to do it is because they want to be able to track care. They want to be able to see if you're following what they think should be done and these sorts of things, so that they can track diagnoses, subsequent treatments for the diagnoses, and these sorts of thing, and whether you're following guidelines and all this. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of every patient's an individual, and the doctor-patient relationship is the most important. And then you have these guidelines. And, I mean, I get letters all the time, helpful suggestions from from various groups saying, well, why isn't your patient on this medicine? And the answer is, of course, because I tried that five times before you were involved, and it doesn't work for that person. Yet here I have to have staff, you know, or myself spend time taking care of this stuff. So, you know, for guns, you know, they'll go at it a lot of ways. But the first way that's already been being implemented is the electronic health record.
All right, you know, we see rumblings too about, you know, this whole garbage about body mass index. The government's going after all this stuff now, and people just don't understand that this is truly about what? Control, is it not?
Absolutely.
100%. This is about control.
Yeah, and there used to be this joke. I'm looking for it because I want to put it on my website, but it used to be ordering pizza in the future, and you would start to order the pizza, and it would say, no, you can't have that.
I've
Your cholesterol's
that.
Too high, and
yeah.
then, you know, in all these different things, and that's what's happening. You know, that's going to make its way, and it sounds far-fetched. It'll take a while, frankly. This isn't coming just next year or anything like that. Of course not. But, you know, there's an inverse relationship between the power and control of the government and individual liberty and freedom. And our founding fathers understood that inverse relationship. They couldn't have, they believe, been more careful in the words they chose to put into our founding document, you know, because we're a constitutionally limited republic. And we're supposed to be a nation of laws, and that's the backstop. You have a behavior, you want to pass a bill, you got to go, you know, see what the law is. You can't just vote to take everything away from people. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's how it works in Washington today, unfortunately. And unfortunately, the mindset in Washington today is that, you know, we saw that with Sean, Ken from Detroit.
Yes.
Coincidentally called in about, you know, where we're backdooring the Supreme Court through legislation, and then, of course, we're backdooring legislation with activist judges on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're seeing this all the way around. It's a very scary thing. Now, Dr. Steele, you, I understand, have outraised John Dingell about 3-1 at this point, have you not?
No, that is not true. No, absolutely not. Dingell has opened up the pack coffers, and this past quarter that we filed, he raised 400 and some thousand, and I raised about a little over 100. And, you know, virtually all of his money, of course, comes from PACs, and I don't have any money from PACs. And so let me just, you know, say to all your listeners out there, robsteeleforcongress.com, you can hit the donate button. I've got an active Facebook page at Rob Steele for Congress, and, you know, we just freshened up our website with a new look just a few days ago, and that's been going great. And we've got a great donation situation where you can share it with your friends and post it on Facebook when you click the buttons. And so, you know, it's going to take a lot of individuals. And you had mentioned something that was really important that I like to make the point of, and you brought it up, that it has national implications. And I hear from people who are in other locations to say, well, why should I donate to this guy? Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but that you could say about the individual race. But the big thing is to change a seat in this particular election from Democrat to Republican, because that will change the Speaker of the House. And we can see what's the control the Speaker of the House has used over this past 18 months to control the people, in the words of my opponent, and what a difference it makes for the chairs of these committees. And, you know, we need different Speaker and different chairs of these committees to have some people in there. Just for example, in Ways and Means, we had Charlie Rangel and now Sander Levin, a couple of careerists. And if the Republicans were in control, a man from Midland, Michigan named David Camp would be in charge of Ways and Means, and he's got some practical experience and would not be promoting some of these crazy tax laws and crazy carried interest financial stuff that they're trying to put through and just going to stifle growth with, you know, endless regulation and taxes.
Yeah, this is, we hear this every election cycle, but it has never been more true than it is now. These are the most important elections of our lifetime, of our generation.
Well, it seems to be one after another, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. 2010 to 2012 scares me. I'm scared for my country. I'm flat out able to admit that. I'm worried about the direction this country is going, but I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing in this resurgence in folks who are literally paying attention and reading the Constitution and seeing what it means. Quick question for you. He doesn't want to debate you on health care, does he?
No, I don't think that's going to happen, even though you're probably familiar with, you know, WJR, a huge radio clear channel station here, and that's where the congressman made his famous control the people comment, and he tried to back out off of that a little bit and clarify it the next day, but unfortunately, got into a little disagreement with the host, a popular man named Frank Beckman, and at the end of that whole exchange offered to debate anyone anytime on health care. So, of course, within about an hour, we had faxed an acceptance to his office in Washington and laid one on his desk in Dearborn, but that hasn't quite happened yet.
You haven't heard back from him?
Well, we've heard that he was too busy.
Folks, listen, you hear that, you know, the Constitution has built-in term limits. You know, it's called a vote. And I have to question, and I know it's a power thing, I know, but the demographics in your area are changing now, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a strong Democrat district traditionally, and it's changed. You know, every 10 years it gets redistricted, and he lost, you know, some you know, kind of blue-collar Democrats in the last changeover and got Ann Arbor, which is a very different sort of Democrat, a much more liberal viewpoint than the rest of the district, where they tend to be, you know, UAW kind of Reagan Democrats, hardworking folks. A lot of them from the Mid-South came up after the war in Kentucky and those areas. And so, it is changing, and it's a lot smaller. You know, geez, we've lost a lot of people. Michigan's shrinking.
Well, we're going to support you here at Armed American Radio. You have my word on that. We're going to endorse you. Now, the primary is the 3rd. Folks, get out and vote. Get out and vote. Make your voices heard. Dr. Steele, thanks so much for joining Armed American Radio. We'd like to follow up with you after the primaries, if that's okay.
That would be fantastic, and we can talk about a little more fun that we have out at Washtenaw Sportsman Club.
You got a deal. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark year. Tell us we by the hammer now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.